Hello everyone, this is Peter here in the Rectory with a message for Advent for you. Advent Sunday, it's upon us, our annual opportunity to stop in our tracks and to turn aside from the difficult and dark things in our lives and in our world, and to look up to him who is our light and our hope, the one whose second coming we look forward to and whose first coming we will soon be celebrating at Christmas. In this short talk, I'd like to give two or three ideas for how we could celebrate Advent in the Itchen Valley Parish and make it a time of spiritual growth, both for ourselves and as a Christian community. But before I do, let me highlight some of the lovely things that have been going on each of the four weekends in November. When we came together for worship, I sensed there was a remarkable energy amongst us. The first Sunday, that was All Saints Day, and it was a more reflective service in Easton. People were lighting candles, myself included, for dear friends and family who have recently died. That afternoon comes something completely different, a time for fellowship and conversation and chatting at Cafe Church, and for some worship and some real family support, one for another. Second Sunday, well, it was the Gospel Choir there in Easton. Talk about energy, vibrancy and fun. St. Mary's was filled with God's praise, and yet there was warmth and light going out to everybody and to those who often don't come to church. The next day, completely different, Remembrance Sunday, gathered around our war memorials. But there was a real sense of a caring community as we gathered around the memorial in Itchen Abbas. And in the service afterwards, an opportunity to consider Christ as our peace and our hope in our world, and to ponder, based on David Swinster's ancestor's famous painting, the White Comrade, to consider Christ as being in the trenches of our lives to help us. Moving on to the third Sunday, well, it was Ecumenical Evensong with 70 plus people in Martyr Worthy, beautiful spirit amongst us, full-hearted singing. And lovely that Father Mark and I, as the local Anglican and Catholic leaders, could pray for each other informally in the midst of the traditional service. And the fourth Sunday, well, that was the one I missed, but Valley Worship there under the appointed and anointed leadership of John and Nikki Barber, with testimony from their daughter Hannah, music led by Tim Clapp, and the loving care of Verity Gregg, providing spiritual wisdom for nine children in the Ark next door. There was an incredible time of ministry of word and spirit and encouragement and fellowship. What's been going on? There's been an incredible energy when we've come together. Where's that energy come from? Let me tell you, that's the energy that comes out by his spirit from Jesus Christ, who is, like the sun in the sky, a perpetual source of light and warmth every day. He's there. Putting it bluntly, Christ is shining his light on us. And when we come together, we begin to bask in that light and to feel his warmth and his love. So here's what I'd like us to do this Advent. I'd like us all to bask in the sun, in the light and the warmth that comes from Jesus Christ. And here are a few ways that we can do that. First, if you haven't already had the chance to do so, please think about listening to my sermon on this theme of Christ the Son, S-U-N, Christ the Son. It was on the third Sunday in November. This gives you the biblical basis for this theme of Jesus as the source of light and warmth. He is the radiance of God's glory, we read. He is therefore like the sunbeams coming out from God's light. I hope you'll find this heartwarming and enlightening for yourself personally, but also give you a vision how Christ's light and warmth can flow through everything that we do in our Itchen Valley Church. Secondly, tune in each day to Itchen Valley FM. Well, no, we don't have a radio station, but the brilliant Advent calendar, that's what we do have, which Sarah Noble and Becky and others put together, such a lot of work last year, for us to use each day. Full of encouragement, wisdom, testimony, videos, songs, so many resources laid out on the table for you to savour and enjoy. Why not spend some time each day with that incredible resource? And thirdly, in the next 10 days, I'll be sending out, as last year, an Advent letter to those on the electoral roll and in our worshipping community, outlining some of our vision and hope for 2025, but also some of the challenges we face. There are some significant headwinds to face into, including finance, but also passing on the baton of leadership to others, replacing those who have given that years of service to the church. When that letter comes, please don't set it aside too quickly, but perhaps use it for a few moments of reflection. In your own life, what do you want 2025 to look like? Have you got any New Year resolutions? This is the time to be thinking about them. But also, in our church life, do you have any new ideas, or can you dream some new possibilities, or offer your own Christ-filled energy for some new task or other? And finally, you'll find that I've written in the Itchen Valley News this month precisely on this theme of Christ being like the sun. That's why Christmas Day is celebrated on December the 25th. It's the first day we see the sun rising earlier. The early Christians were making the point that summer is coming back because Christ is our sunshine. Can you pray that our Christmas services will be a time when Jesus effectively turns on his sunshine? And could you pray that people in the valley, perhaps those who read that piece in the Valley News, or perhaps talk it through with you, their neighbour or friend, begin to experience something of Christ's light and love in their lives? For we live in a dark, dark world, and this Advent season, may instead we experience that with Christ, summer is always just around the corner. Or to adapt an advertising slogan from a few years ago, with Christ, the future, well, it's always orange. Christ is our sun.